The old beacons transmit an analog signal to search and rescue satellites that pick up the distress call. U.S. Coast Guard Incident Management Chief Jerry Popiel in Cleveland says any distress signal on the U.S. waters of the Great Lakes is automatically routed to their Rescue Coordination Center.
Really what's happening is NOAA is turning off that transmission of the old signal as of February 1st. So in effect, we, the Coast Guard, just are not going to receive these older beacon signals anymore. So if somebody has one and it goes off, we're not going to know about it.
Voters haven't been able to buy the analog beacons after manufacturers were prohibited from selling them several years ago. Popiel says those who have the older beacons will need to buy the new digital ones. The conversion will clear up 99% of false analog signals from weird places.
Occasionally get false alerts from just, you know, things, microwave ovens, garage door openers, things like that. The newer kind, which is a 406 megahertz frequency, comes encoded with some digital information about who owns the beacon, so which really proves extremely helpful in a rescue situation. Even if we can't talk to the person that's in distress, the contact information often allows us to get in touch with next of kin, you know, family members, and, you know, find out what they're doing, you know, help us get to the person we need to rescue more quickly.
The older technology also took more time to pinpoint the location of a distress call. Popiel says the digital signals are much more efficient. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.